Let's stand and open our Bibles to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Give you a short and simple thought, one that we've heard preached in youth conferences and camps and that kind of environment, but I believe it needs to be preached in a church environment. Really, tonight I'm preaching for the majority of the message to those that are under 40, and then we'll spend the last few minutes speaking to the over 40 crowd. But I want everyone to really pay attention. Young people, I need your full attention here for just a few minutes tonight. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease, because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened. And the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of a bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail. Because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. I want you to focus on those first few words of Ecclesiastes 12. Remember now. Remember now in thy youth. Remember now thy Creator. I've heard a lot of testimonies and pastors and church members and missionaries talk about how they wasted their youth and how God rescued them from a life of sin. And I thank God for the environment that I was raised in, and that from my youth I was able to avoid those things, and the emphasis was put on my childhood, so that by the time I was 17, I was in a Christian college. By the time I was 20, I was in the ministry, and that from my youth I was already involved wholeheartedly in the work of God. Now, I can't imagine looking back with great regrets, thinking about the wasted years. And young people, many people sitting here tonight, if they could go back and hit rewind, you can't do this. It's not like a CD, it's not like a tape, it's not like a movie. You can't go back in life and have another shot, another opportunity. Well, you know, I married wrong, I want to redo this. Well, you know, I wasted those years in high school, I wasted those college years, I wasted my youth, I wasted the newlywed years. You can't go back, rewind, redo, and start over. Many people look back with regrets, and I hope because of all the opportunity you've been given that you don't have to look back someday with regret and say, boy, with everything that I had in my favor, how in the world did I manage to waste that? You ought to get busy. Stop listening to a lie of the devil. Ignore the temptation around you. Youth is a time of great folly and great ignorance. And here's what you don't want to do. Don't take advantage of your ignorance and then pay for it for the rest of your life. Ignorance might be an excuse at the moment, but it won't be an excuse in the future. You won't look back and say, well, you know, I was just ignorant. You look back and sob and weep and cry and say, that was stupidity. I wish I would have had a few working brain cells that would have helped me avoid those circumstances. Remember now. Remember now. Remember now thy Creator. And here's what happens. Everybody hearing this verse applies it to a different age category. Those that are in their 30s think this is talking to teenagers. Those that are teenagers think this is talking to young newlywed couples. And everyone wants to apply this to someone else. Remember now in thy youth. We're talking about anybody that's not waking up with a sore back, a messed up hip, a faulty memory. If you have all your teeth in your mouth, amen, original teeth, this passage is speaking to you. If you got hair in your head and you don't seem to find any gray, this is speaking to you. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Now, why is it so important? Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Because this is a time when you have energy and good health. Went up there today and talked to Dave and saw it's strange to see Dave, although he's 80 years old, it seems like he's always been in good health. I met Dave as a young man. Listen, Dave was an old man the first day I met him, and that was decades ago. But Dave has stayed active and eating right and stayed very healthy. But it seems strange to go up there and see him in a hospital bed and see him in this condition. But at some point, this is going to happen to all of us. And here's what Solomon is saying. He's taking a look back in his life, and he's saying, young people, now in your youth, while you're energetic and vibrant. Now, here's what I don't understand about youth. Youth is a time of life when children and young people do nothing yet always seem tired. Texting and internet and Facebook and video games and television wears them out. I mean, it takes about 2 or 3 hours of that, and they need a nap, and then they start up again, and then they need dinner, and then they need a little more rest, and then they need about 10 hours of sleep at night. And like what the last preacher said, sleep like a baby. A baby wakes up and cries every 3 hours. How about sleeping like a teenager? Now that's sleeping, amen? You go to bed at the crack of 10 and wake up at the crack of noon. That's the life. And they wake up tired. And here's what I can't understand about youth. You put them out there on a basketball court or a football field, and they'll run around in the heat of the day, and they'll play for several hours. All they need is a drink, and they're good to go. And they wake up the next day, they have no aches, they have no pains. Try that now. I remember as a kid looking at Brother Kelly, and you know, when it comes to football in your youth, your position depends upon your age, and everybody that's a teenager is a receiver, and everybody in their youth is open. If you're under 18, you come back to the huddle and you say, hey, I was open. And then as you get a little bit older, then you move back to the quarterback position. And then at some point, they move you from the quarterback to the line. I remember when Brother Dave and Brother Mike and these guys used to be quarterback. Now we've moved them to the line. And then there arrived that moment when we went and found the man and said, Brother Dave can play football with us. And he said, no, I don't think so. He'll play 15 minutes of football, and it takes him 15 months to recover. That's part of the aging process. But how is it the youth, with all this energy, has no energy, listen, to knock a door, to win a soul, to read their Bible? You want to talk about zapping their energy, talk about something spiritual, and the strength is gone. All that vibrancy is suddenly sucked right out of their body. Here's what he said. Remember now thy creator. Remember now thy creator. Have you ever looked at youth and said, boy, that's a lot of wasted energy? In thy youth, with all that energy, focus it and turn it the right direction. Use it for my honor. Use it for my glory. How much of the energy of youth, those that are under 40, take all of that and spend it on study, spend it on sports, waste it in video games, hours and hours of TV and movies and useless activities that do nothing? We're not talking about even spiritually. We're just talking about do nothing for the intellect, do nothing for the morals, do nothing at all for that young person. He said, in thy youth, now. Because what's going to happen? Verse 2, he goes through this list of what's going to happen physically to us as we age. He said, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened. He said, listen, while things still look beautiful in life, you know what happens when you age? Hey, Grandma, go with us downtown. No, thanks. Hey, we're going to go out to Mount Bonnell. I'll stay. Hey, we're going to drive out to the Grand Canyon. We're going to go water ski in the lake. We're going to go tube the river. You know, I think I'm good right here at the house. Those things that look so beautiful in your youth, now as you've aged, you measure your energy and say, I don't want to waste it on that. I think I'll just stay put. said, nor the clouds return after the rain. You know what happens as you get older, you begin to age? It seems like one storm is just followed by another. The clouds pass and it rains again. You just go from storm to storm, battle to battle. Seems like one problem blows away and a new problem blows in. The rain hasn't even cleared out. The grass has not even dried. And here comes more thunder, more lightning, more rain. And you say, boy, I just like a clear, sunny day to extend itself into a week. But no, that cloud is followed by another cloud. Maybe in the marriage, maybe financially, maybe physically. But how ignorant is youth of those kind of problems? For the youth, every day is sunny. Every moment is wonderful. Verse 3, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble. How many of you have seen Muhammad Ali, the greatest heavyweight champ of all time? Oh, you've seen the pictures as he stood there at the height of his glory over Sonny Liston. Those two powerful iron fists that knocked many a man out on the canvas. Now, the keepers of the doors. He couldn't win a battle with Ethan. Can't hold a cup. Time has taken his strength, and that man that was once a great champion has now been defeated by time. Keepers of the house shall tremble. The strong men shall bow themselves. You know what time does to the body? Gravity always wins. That beautiful posture, keep it as long as you can. That neck will start to sink forward. Those shoulders will begin to bow in. And Father, time will take its toll. The grinders cease because there are few. Teeth are going to fall out. Listen, young ladies, this is a biblical motivation to get married before too long, because the longer you wait, the harder it's going to be. If you can't find a man with all your teeth, what are you going to do when all that's left is Old Yeller? So give it the gusto. Make it happen. Pray him down. The grinders will cease because there are few. Those that the other day we were in the house and felt something funny, and I went to the mirror and took a look. I chipped my tooth, and my son said, how'd you do that? I said, I don't know. We're sitting here talking and I chipped my tooth. That's a sign of old age when you can chip your tooth on air. I'm more careful about my breathing now, amen. I don't want to chip another one. The grinders cease because they're few. Those that look out of the windows will be darkened. What happens? Your eyesight begins to go. I went into the eye doctor and had a checkup, and he said, don't worry about it. He said, everyone starts to be affected about 42 or 43, and he set me up, gave me a pair of glasses, and I put those things in my car, and I put them on twice. I said, I'm not old yet. Babe, what's that sign say? You know what happens, young people? Well, you have good eyesight getting this book, because you're 42, 43, that's going to become a different task, a more difficult, because your eyes, after just a chapter or two, suddenly irritated. Your heart longs to be in this book, but your eyes just won't allow you enough time. Life changes. See, now, I do have a question for you. How many ever know some of those people, you know, they're trying to focus and they get squinty-eyed like this? And if you can't see something with your eyes wide open, how in the world you expect to see something by closing them? I've got a sister-in-law, when she wants to see something, she does this to her head. I'm like, you pull on your eyebrow and you focus better? That's a button for 20/20 vision? Or? But while you have good eyesight, get in the book. While you have a good memory, memorize it, because sooner or later you're going to walk around and say, hey, Matthew Timothy, Josiah, whatever your name is, I don't care. Just get over here right now because I'm going to figure out who you are. And when I do, you're in trouble. I said, boy, my mother's a little bit strange. No, she's getting older. She can't remember her name. You know, it's amazing to think how much scripture and how much we can memorize. Phone numbers, addresses. We had all this useless information in our minds. And I went the other day to pick up a prescription, and the lady said, what's your phone number? And I said, it's, I don't know, I never call myself. Why are you asking me? Verse 4, the doors should be shut in the streets. You know what happens? You start to get older, you start enjoying the house. Here's what I can't figure out, folks. You bought the American lie. You believe retirement's everything. So you're focused on your 401k and put money in the bank account. And as soon as I turn 65, I'm going to buy myself something special. Travel this nation. See the world. You know what you're going to do at 65? You're going to take 15 minutes to get from your car to your front door. Now you say, boy, we need to shorten that driveway. You're not going to travel America. You're not going to travel Austin. You know what happens? You turn 65. You know what happens over 65 crowd? Hey, let's go out to eat. You bet. How's next month sound? Where do you want to go? There's a little pastry shop around the corner. That'll be good. It's either that or meatloaf. I think I'm going to stick with the pastries. I know what I'm talking about. I have a mother-in-law. She's a sweet lady, but she's old. You know her favorite destination? Home. When you're a kid, I want to get out. I want to go somewhere. I don't want to be trapped. Well, not this generation. They got a computer, and the internet, and TV, and Xbox. Where do you want to go? Home. Play some baseball? No. You got it on your Wii? No. The doors should be shut in the streets. When the sound of the grinding is low, you know what happens? You can finally talk about them, and they don't know what you're saying. My house, you can just go to the kitchen and talk about Kim or her mother, and no one's going to find out. I went out with Brother Nate, Miss Macy, a couple months ago, and Brother Doyle Johnson was in town. That man has traveled up 71 and back and forth from the church to the house a million times, and we said we'd meet him on Brody, and six calls, and 45 minutes later, he found us. I guarantee you, bless his heart, he didn't hear 10 words we said in that conversation. Think about a man and his strength. Traveled all over Monterey and Mexico, winning souls and planting churches and helping people. And now limited by an ear that can't hear and a memory that's slipping. Guess what? That's why you want to serve God now. While you can hear, while you can remember, one day all that's going to change. He shall rise up at the voice of a bird. Here's what's amazing. When you start to get older, you can't hear people that are sitting there talking to you, but when you try to go to sleep, you can hear every little creak, sound, bird, lizard, grasshopper, frog. You can have a turtle three blocks over wake you up. I told my wife for years, listen, I can lay down, go to sleep in 5 seconds, sleep as long as I want, whenever I want, and she can't do that. When I turned 40, man, I wake up in the middle of the night and say, is that a lizard? Did I just hear a full moon? How many of you ever woke up 3 o'clock in the morning and you said, I think I'm going to get a drink. I think I'm going to use the bathroom. I think I'm going to do some praying. Then about 4:30, he said, I think I'm going to go ahead and take care of some stuff. Just because I'm high character and I'm up at 4 o'clock. You know, I used to think that my mom had high character. Then I realized that everyone at 40 just can't sleep. I mean, that woman's up at 4 o'clock reading her Bible and praying. You know what I have? She was already old when I was born. And she has high character. Age will keep you from sleeping good at night. Verse 5. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high. You know what happens when you get old? Hey, would you stand on that chair and change out those light bulbs? Nah. Let's call handyman service. It's just a chair, babe. A chair. You know how much a knee surgery costs? I slip off there and bust a hip. I mean, the same people that used to ride roller coasters and bungee jump, standing at the edge of the Grand Canyon with three toes off the side, look down and say, woo, that'd be a lot of fun with a parachute. Those same people. Now you give them a stepladder and a cupboard to clean. They'd be like, ain't happening. They should be afraid of that which is high. The fear shall be in the way. Hey, let's go do Six Flags. Let's just stay here at the house and play Yahtzee. The almond tree shall flourish. I don't know what that's talking about. Some people say it's talking about the gray head. You know, I wonder where these commentators are coming up with this stuff. You know, I was reading through this afternoon, and I got stuck right there, the almond tree. I think that's talking about hair growing out of the ears. And sometimes you got to throw away these commentaries and just go back to common sense and logic, amen? The grasshopper shall be a burden. You know what happens, your youth? You're working around at the church, you find a box of books, and you say, hey, come over here, take those upstairs. The kid throws them on the back, runs them up the stairs, come back down. Hey, yeah, what's next? Guess what? You're going to reach a point, someone's going to pick up a box of books, you'll be like, uh-uh. Or you go to do it, and you get stuck in that position. Next thing you know, we come visit you at your house, you're like, hey, pastor, how you doing? What happened? I went to go pick up a soccer ball. Now, young people, I'm telling you about the realities of life. You don't know what I'm talking about because the process hadn't hit you or hurt you yet. But at some point, Father Time is going to crawl up on your back and bow it down, mess with your memory. So while you are young, here's what Solomon is saying. In your youth, remember thy creator. Why is it that when we have soul winning and prayer meeting and work days and all these things going on, our youth ought to be the first to arrive and the last to leave and the happiest that are involved because they have the energy to make it happen? Get involved. I tell you what, we have a wonderful church with a lot going on. There's so many ministry opportunities. Why in the world do we have to beg and plead for people to come and to get involved? It doesn't matter if it's sewing or the street ministry or any other ministry. We ought to have excess volunteers because we have so much youth. Utilize that. Parents, teach your kids while you're young. Listen to me. If they won't sow win, if they don't have the energy and the strength and the vibrancy and the fervor to knock on a door and witness to someone, listen, if their muscles are cramped up at 18 when it comes to passing out a gospel tract, what are they going to do at 45? Amen. Use your youth. Why remember now? Because this one, you have the energy. You can stand out there in the sun on a Saturday and the heat doesn't affect you. Wait till you turn 50. There are people that like to soul win, but the right knee says it ain't happening. And the ankle, and the back, and the sciatic nerve. it happens to the best if we're not teaching our youth, utilize your youth for the honor and the glory of God. Number two, remember thy Creator now, while you have free time and few responsibilities. I can't figure out this generation that doesn't have time for anything, yet does nothing. Pastor, I'm pretty busy. Can you help us on Saturday? I got a lot going on. A lot going on. You don't have a light bill. You don't pay for the groceries. You don't own a car. Every time you go out to eat, someone else pays for you. But you got a lot going on. Not upstairs, you don't got nothing going on. Listen, at some point, you're going to have all of the bills fall on your shoulder. You're going to have a wife. You're going to have children to rear and a boss to please and a million things on your plate and a ministry to run. So in your youth, while you still have some free time, remember now thy Creator. High school students, college students, abuse me. College students think they have a busy life. You couldn't have a more carefree time. Oh, you may be busy and you may have a lot on your plate. I'm talking about the heavy responsibility. Show up for choir. You got Pastor Robert over there who's a hard nose. Hit that note. Higher. Get it. Take it up. Take it. Come on. Try to sing on key, Zach. It's a lot of pressure. But I'm talking about sooner or later, there are going to be pressures in life that are going to be a whole lot heavier than the burden of choir. Whole lot easier to please that gal before marriage than after marriage. You know what it takes to please that gal right now? Just show up and say, hey. That's tough. What do? Just walk over and go, hey. Try that on your wife. Show up to the house and say, hey. I bet she'd be pretty happy about that. While you are young and while you are carefree and while you actually have time and while the responsibility of life aren't falling down in your shoulders, now's the time to remember that. Listen, this is why you ought to be taking missions trips. Parents, you're doing your children a misfavor by keeping them from traveling. Well, it's going to take sacrifice to afford that. How in the world? Put them to work. Help them sponsor. Find a way, because guess what? Once they get married, they probably won't be able to make a missions trip. So while they can, put them on that plane. Get them overseas. Give them a one-way ticket. That's even better. Number three, remember your Creator while you have a carefree life that hasn't been complicated by sin or poor decision-making. Let me repeat that. Remember now your Creator, young people, while you have pretty much a carefree life that hasn't been complicated by sin or poor decision-making. Listen, most of the adults in here are looking back and their life has become overly complicated because of decisions that they made in their youth. Maybe it's complicated their life financially. Now just making the ends meet is very difficult. Because of decisions that they made, they can't go back in reverse. Maybe they sin. Maybe we're talking about a divorce or other things, relationships that have been hurt, sin that they are continuing to pay for. And that complicates life. And they can't go back and fix it. But what they are doing, they're facing it head on by the grace of God, staying in the will of God with the power of God. They're moving forward, but they know, I can't erase that. I can't change it. But guess what? It's taking up additional time, additional effort. And they're carrying that burden. They're dealing with that sorrow. That's a lot of time and effort and energy that can't be focused on the will of God. You don't have that. Pretty much got a clear slate. Jonathan, you have more time and energy than you realize to dedicate to the work of God. Remember now. Because one day you're going to be married. Most likely you make a decision or two that'll hurt you in the future. The folly of youth, the ignorance of youth in mismanagement of money, risking purity, forming addictions. Remember now. Remember now. While you have 20/20 vision, why are you wasting it on Facebook? Why are you wasting it on Xbox? Well, you got to understand, I chose to be Cincinnati and we beat the 49ers 8 times in a row. Is that the end of the conversation? Is that supposed to make sense? Am I supposed to be happy? That is the waste that is taking place. In our youth, and that's why he made the command, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Now let's switch gears for a second. How about remembering thy Creator in the days of thy old age? Because here's what happens. Some point, I've worked, I've sacrificed, I've been busy enough, I've helped enough, I've served long enough, now it's someone else's turn. You know what God wants? Whatever years you have. I remember years ago, reading the story about Thomas Kincaid. How many of you ever had a painting by Thomas Kincaid? The evangelical's favorite painter. Until he passed away. And the truth came out. You remember John 3:16 on every picture? The painter of light? Supposedly a born-again Christian? And then when he died, came out, oh, all that money. He was putting his paintings all over the world. 20 million households have his paintings in them, including mine at one time. Died of an overdose of drugs and alcohol. You know what? It doesn't matter what your first 30 years or 40 years are like, because how you finish is how you're going to be remembered. You don't finish well, you're going to leave a bad memory in the hearts and minds of those that you've ministered to. Regrettably, I knew some great servants of God, but in their old age at some point, they failed at temptation, they got discouraged, they got tired, they quit, and that's exactly what they're remembered for. Not the 30 years of ministry, not the way God blessed and used those people, not the way souls were saved and churches were planted, but because in a moment of weakness, they succumbed to temptation, and now this generation only knows about their demise. Remember thy Creator. And what's he saying, verse 12? Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. What are we supposed to do? Fear God, keep his commandments. You know what we need to be teaching our children? Fear God, keep his commandments. You take that good health, energy, a good mind, a good eyesight, a good godly upbringing, you devote it to God. You avoid the follies of youth. But I would never look at someone else and apply this passage to their age category and think I'm the exception, because no one is the exemption. This is meant for everyone. Remember now thy Creator.